Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church on this Mother's Day. Very special day here today, and we're going to be recognizing at the end of the service our mothers that are present with us today to express our gratitude and our thanks and our appreciation for you. In line with Mother's Day, I want to draw your thoughts to Galatians chapter 4. There's just some thoughts as I was reading through this passage and looking at the comparison of two mothers that are given to us there, Hagar and Sarah, the emphasis that the Holy Spirit of God puts upon being a child of the free. Notice at verse 19 of chapter 4, it says, "My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you." Here is the Apostle Paul, and he says, "I'm like a mother travailing over you Galatians, till Christ be formed in you." He said, I'm going through labor pains for you because I want to see Christ Jesus formed in you. I have been the one that has brought the gospel to you. I have been the one who's proclaimed the gospel of the grace of God to you. And yet you desire to be a child of a bondwoman rather than being a child of the free. In other words, these Judaizers had come into the church of Galatia, and they had told them, "Paul is preaching nonsense to you. He's saying that all you must do is repent and believe, and we're saying you must keep the law." Now, what's been around longer? Well, the law has been around. So because it's been around longer, therefore it's something that we should trust, and therefore you should be doing all of these different things that we tell you you ought to do in accordance with the law. And then he says in verse 31, "So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, Hagar, but of the free." And that expression there, free, means we are of grace. God has bestowed His grace through His Son, Jesus Christ. You cannot keep the law. Stop trying. You cannot keep the law to earn salvation in Jesus Christ. The Jews that were there in Galatia, they were torn between two systems, two mothers, if you would. The mother of the bondwoman, the one of the law, and wanting to follow what they'd always been taught from a child. And then Paul has come and told them, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. If you receive this grace, you can have the mother of the free, the mother of grace. I wonder this morning, if you're here today, whether you're a child of the bond woman or a child of the free. This is how you know. Are you trying to earn your way to heaven? You're a child of the bond woman. If you're resting and trusting in the finished work of Jesus Christ alone, then you're a child of the free. That's the emphasis. And what was Paul saying? He said, "I'm like an expectant mother. I want to see you move past this trying to keep the law. I want you to move past that, and I want you to rest in Jesus Christ alone." There are many people today in churches all across America and around the world that struggle with this very thing. They're trying to do what they can to earn their way to heaven. You cannot. You cannot do that. You must trust. Whose mother do you belong to? All right? What birthmarks do you have? Is it the birthmarks of the bondwoman trying to do the best you can, trying to earn your way to heaven? Or are you a child of the free, having rested and completely in Jesus Christ alone? That's the difference. And so on this Mother's Day, would you think about that in that regard? Who do I belong to? Who am I a child of? And make sure that you're a child of grace, a child of the free, resting in Jesus Christ alone.